Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today. It is Thursday, August 11th, 2022. You like this? Folks watching this on Rumble or Brighteon, you like my shirt? Well, what does that portend? It's a casual Thursday. And of course, Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com is on with me. It's always a fun day. We have a lot of great information that's passed by Steve Quayle. So I want to dress it down and kind of be on the same wavelength with Steve as far as threads are concerned. Now, this is more of a, this is more muted than last week, but nonetheless, his was muted last week, so I figured, you know what, maybe I should dial it back. So we're going to see. I don't know. And compliments to my wife, of course. But
he's got you this week.
I'm sure he does. Eric can see before I can. And, you know, the first one was the loudest one that I had. This, of course, is muted. And trying to be like Steve, you know, it's always good. Again, today is Thursday, August 11th, 2022. It's the 223rd day of the year, if you can believe that. I'm telling you, the year's going quickly. A lot of stuff to get into. Just a couple of things up front. I had mentioned yesterday, I'm going to mention this again. Now, look, I'm not getting paid for this, okay? When I find something I like, I do tell other people about it. When something that works, I tell other people about it. If you have a best friend at home, whether it be a dog, I should put a period there, but some people will say cats too. Hey, okay. Hamsters. I don't know. Like I said, Bengal tigers, whatever it might be. You know, I was always looking for the best nutritional supplement for my dog forever because I love my dog. Okay. We're buddies. Her and I are buddies. She hangs with me at the studio and such. I just want to point this out. Nupro, N-U-P-R-O. If you go to nupro.com, N-U-P-R-O, folks, this stuff is a nutritional supplement. It helps with bones, joints, immunity support. I mean, there are many benefits for this nutritional supplements for dogs and cats and your pets, your best friends. But I've seen a great difference with my dog. She's 8 years old and she acts just like a puppy. And she loves this stuff. I'm telling you right now, but it really works. Nupro.com. Tell them Doug Hagman sent you. Again, it's just something that I really feel strongly about as we approach these very, very important matters that I'm telling you right now are extremely, they're on our doorstep, and we need everybody strong. And the last thing you need is your best friend not up to snuff. And we need snuff, right? Okay. The second thing, if you haven't done so already, and please do this. If you haven't done so already, if you've been on the fence or if you've been thinking about this and haven't pulled the trigger yet, if you haven't gone to HagmanReport.com or stevequayle.com and signed up for the Egyptian and Alien Connections in the Americas, which kind of ties everything we're seeing together with history, with the days of Noah, with a lot of things, a 220-page PDF file. I'm telling you, three interviews and multiple videos about this. It really, folks, your understanding, this will more than pay for itself with your understanding. And this, of course, helps all of us. It helps Steve with continuing expeditions. It helps our understanding of what's really taking place, the DNA factor, what happened in the days of Noah, what happened in those times versus today, happening again, nothing new under the sun. And then I've just been behind the curve a little bit. I apologize. I've been feeling kind of punky. So I do want to put together my own paper, my own little paper, kind of giving some insight into what Russ Dizdar found, and specifically Russ, but his team, and what we found and how kind of this all got started, I shouldn't say started, but how it all got connected to what we're seeing today. So that is the Egyptian and Alien Connections in the Americas, the mini conference fundraiser. You're going to be doing yourself a favor, doing us a favor, if you register right now, and you'll be getting updates. The people who register will be getting updates. I'm telling you, I've yet to meet a dissatisfied person. So with that, and one last thing, this is something I want to really, very quickly, I want to keep exclusive to Steve Quayle. Steve, his website and mine. This is something that I've been doing a lot of research. I was on the phone the day of the raid of the President Trump's home. A very historic event. As a matter of fact, on the anniversary of the resignation of Richard Nixon, you think that was an accident. You know, a lot of questions are raised. Why then? What were they after? What happened? Why did they ask for the security cameras to be turned off during this raid? You know, I've been a part of, it's been years, but I've been a part of search warrants and stuff. And that I've never seen that happen. Of course, back then, very few had security cameras. But I'm going to tell you something. There's something very decidedly wrong about this. Well, I've been doing some research, talking with some people, some insiders. And what was in the 12 boxes that were taken out of President Trump's home? And why those 12 boxes? And what's the deal there? What was placed, by the way, in the home? That's a question. Why were they going through Melania's closet? And but I'm going to be writing a report on what I know and sharing this with Steve at stevequayle.com. So there is something here that goes back to the 2016 Russiagate. This goes back to some of Donald Trump's tweets about declassifying documents related to Russiagate. And I think once you read this, this will be a little bit more clear as to Steve Quayle's got the big picture, and our very, very fine guest as well. Robert Griswold has the bigger picture as well. But I think sometimes it's important, especially for people like me, to understand, okay, the four pillars, if you will, of this fourth government, this deep state, and what the mechanics are involved in taking down Donald Trump. That will give you additional insight. So that's coming, and I want to thank Steve for allowing me to give that to him and publish that. So, all right, with all of that, my good friend, my brother, Steve Quayle, and, of course, equally good friend, my brother, Robert Griswold, but we're going to bring Steve on first and compare shirts. Steve, how are you?
Good, Doug. And I would put that shirt as very tame.
Very tame.
But yes. Then again, you know, live it loud, because at least we get the attention. We get viewers that may be turning us off, but they can, if we can wake their eyes up and hopefully translates into their hearing, then we're going to be successful in this. Now, Bob has a unique take on things because, ladies and gentlemen, he's an 18th century reenactor. And an 18th century reenactor, we have it in Montana too. He's in Tennessee. But the reenactors have to live like the pioneers. No electricity, no indoor anything. And I've asked Bob to talk about this because we're going to be talking about communications, the importance of electricity. And it's lost on a lot of people. They just, you know, read stuff on how to build a root cellar or whatever. But Bob's lived this. And I think, Bob, how long have you been a reenactor? And go ahead and take it from here, because, Doug, I thought this was amazing and fascinating, because we're going to talk about what's going to happen in the United States when we're thrust into the pioneer lifestyle. So, Bob, thanks for coming on with us today. And we're going to talk about absolutely the lateness of the hour. So this will be kind of a three. Each section will be however long it takes. But we have some solutions, but please lay out what it's like to be a reenactor and what you've learned.
Okay, well, first of all, I don't know if you can see that. That is me as a reenactor. I've got my Daniel Boone look going on, but I also want to show another picture. I just did this at the spur of the moment, so please forgive the quality here. But if you look at this picture, this is, we were having a Christmas festival at night. Look at that. It's candlelight. There's no refrigeration, no lights except for candle. It is cold in that barracks because, you know, it's winter time. And there's all the conveniences that we have and we appreciate today are gone. Now, you think of electricity, you know, we're using lights right now, but, you know, we forget that everything runs on electricity, your grocery store, your gas pumps, your radio communication, everything runs on electricity. And living just over a weekend or a week on a rendezvous where you have no electricity, it's a life-changing event for people. You just start to understand 90% of everything we appreciate in this day and age is there because of electricity. And without that, it's like the H.G. Wells time machine in reverse. You go back 200 years and you get to experience everything they had 200 years ago. No refrigeration, no modern medicines, no transportation, no grocery stores that you could go with refrigeration, and no refrigeration on top of that. And so your life completely changes. And that's what, you know, we're being warned. Just look at the book One Second After by Fortune. Yeah, that's what it was. 1 year, a community without electricity, 90% of everybody died. And that wasn't just some figure they pulled out of the air. They consulted with sociologists, psychiatrists, social engineers, all these different people to consider what would happen in America if the grid went down. We had a nationwide grid down event, collapse. What would happen? You know, immediately, a lot of elderly people, because there's no air conditioning, no fans, they would die because they just can't handle the heat or the cold. People in the northern climates that don't have an alternate way to heat their home would die because you don't have electricity, even if you're running on gas, there's a piezoelectric ignition in there. So it becomes very difficult to ignite the heat to make it go. The gas is actually pumped there by electricity, so that gas quickly runs out, water quickly runs out. And that's what we're facing in this nation. And we're being threatened. We're being told, just like there's coming another, you know, Joe Biden, you know, we need more money because we're having another virus coming. Like he's the prophet of doom, the prophet of Satan, telling us that he plans on, you know, tormenting us more. Not only is the United States government telling us, but Russia and China are both threatening us with a cyber war that could bring down our grid, bring down our communication. And then Americans would wake up one morning, turn the light switch on, no lights would come on, the alarm clock didn't go off, and we would start to wonder what happened. We would immediately think it's just a temporary power outage, but as time went on, more and more, we would understand that, you know, this is not just a local event, and it's not just a temporary event. You know, Steve, you talk about the sat phone company, the Vivi Stick. You know, that is what is going to be the rescue of people, because you're going to have about a 72-hour window. The people that have, you know, this device that can text other people and find out, oh, well, my power's off too. Well, I have a friend in Canada, their power's off too. I have a friend in San Francisco, their power's off too. You know, you're going to have a 72-hour window ahead of everybody else. That is a gold mine. I cannot emphasize that window of intelligence that you're going to have, because you can communicate ahead of everybody else. You can get communication, you can gain intelligence, you can hear what people are saying, you can talk to people via text, and you'll find out that this is not a local problem, and it doesn't appear to be a temporary problem. That gives you an advantage that's incalculable. I just can't stress enough, it's an incalculable advantage that you will have just because you have that simple form of communication. And you know, the other people, they're just going to go on and on and on. Refrigeration's going to run out. All their product in their refrigerator is going to die. It's you know, they're not going to have it anymore. It's going to go bad. You know, they're not going to know what's going to happen to their family members because they can't communicate with them. And it's going to quickly come unraveled. Now, again, we have the USG telling us this. We have cyber professionals telling us this. the Russians are threatening to hack our systems. And the Chinese are definitely working to hack our systems, along with a lot of other third world players want to hack us. But once that happens, Steve, if you're not prepared, and it could happen 10 minutes from now, we don't know. If you're not prepared for this event, I'd say your life expectancy is what William Fortune said, 90% die, 10% will live. So, you know, I don't think we can say it any more clear than that. The need for this type of communication and the ability to run it when the grid goes down is basically in the same order of importance as food and water. I mean, it's that important. Just in a community, if you have 4 or 5 people in a community that have the ability to text through this thing, you can, you know, monitor the traffic coming in out of your community. You can monitor the attitude of your community. Somebody can say what's happening to the grocery stores. I mean, just the ability to gain and give intelligence is incredible. And that's what it's going to all be about, the transfer intelligence.
I think too, Bob, that it's really critical that you explain, and this is, a lot of people say, well, there's going to be no power. What about my bivy stick? What about satellite communications? Let's address solar power, please. And let's talk about solar generators, which are a storage device with an inverter, because with a battery inverter storage device, generator is the word that most people use, and the solar that satellite phone store is selling. By the way, Tina bought so much of this, she's got it in stock. You have been in the solar business, still are on whole house systems and stuff, but is it a true statement that most of the stores that have components won't sell the components alone? They want it integrated into the system because they realize once the components are gone, they're out of business if they're a solar company putting solar into homes. So as you've looked at this, and again, ladies and gentlemen, just like Mike Adams said, Bob's, you know, been in the business, preparedness business, 20 plus years. And the deal is that you get to try out a lot of stuff. And one of the joys of being in the business, prep business, is to be able to try this out. So talk about the satellite phone stores offerings, because they're the only people I know in the country that have got enough inventory to satisfy the Hagman listeners, at least those who get the importance of it. In other words, they're going to be using the solar cell to convert the solar energy and to store it and to be able to charge your bivy stick, to be able to charge your alternative communications, i.e. if you're running shortwave radios or whatever, and we'll get to that in a minute. But go ahead and describe the process, because people say, well what good's a solar panel? What good's a power generator? Please take that aspect of it, because a bivy stick is between you and I. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, if I need to communicate with Bob Griswold, the power's down. We both have bivy sticks and Doug Hagman, and we need to communicate to everybody out there that owns a bivy stick and that has the Galileo service, which is packaged now with the bivy stick. And the bivy stick, you can get it with a phone, a smartphone, and everything's pre-programmed. So you don't have to read an instruction, watch a video. Everything is just a go. You press a button, you're ready to go. You can send a text and receive a text. But let's talk about power consumption, power storage, and power gathering, please. Go ahead.
Well, you know, Steve, I know a lot of people, and I won't mention the name, but, you know, they sell these things and they try to make it sound like you can run, you know, your dryer on it or something like that. And it's just patently not true. You know, what these solar generators give us is a statement I use is a one-eyed man is king in the land of the blind. If you have one eye and everybody else is blind, you rule, you dominate. And again, going back to the 18th century, you have electricity in your home and you dominate. And when I, at reviewing their products, what I really noticed a lot was that the solar panels they provide are credible solar panels, 200 watt, 400 watt solar panels. So many times I see people buy these solar generators and they're going to include a 50 watt solar panel with it. Well, it's a production thing. You know, as I tell people, it's about the battery. It's about filling the tank. And using a car analogy, I mean, could I run a Ferrari, you know, 1200 horsepower on a 1 gallon tank? Yeah, down the block, and then we run out of gas. If I try to fill, you know, if I try to fill that Ferrari with a drinking straw with gasoline, it's going to take forever to fill it. Let's juxtapose that onto the solar. you know, and that's what this equipment has, which I really like. It has a good storage capacity, good size battery. So that's your gas tank. You know, again, you're going to run the Ferrari on a 20-gallon gas tank instead of a 1-gallon gas tank, which so many of these people are so disingenuous to sell this stuff that the storage capacity is minuscule. And so that's what you want to look at. And on the other end of it, the ability to produce the solar energy, they give you a small solar panel, which will it fill it? Yes. Will the 1-gallon gas tank run a Ferrari? Yes. But we all know that's not going to run it very long. And so if you look as you're scrolling that 200 and 400-watt solar panels, the battery capacity of these machines is impressive. So, you know, when you're looking at this, I think this is a really quality product. And I know solar. We run our entire business on solar. If you go over to Ready Made Resources, the whole roof's covered with solar panels. I know solar. I install it. I have an off building where we keep an overflow of inventory that has a solar energy system built into it. So I know the equipment. And like I said, if you look at that up there, you're going to see that those are credible 220-watt solar panel, 400-watt solar panel, and even smaller ones for smaller applications. Like when you're charging this bivy stick, you don't need a 400-watt solar panel to do that. That Goal Zero 20-watt solar panel would easily do this. You know, you use a charge controller. You want to get one of the power packs, because you never hook a solar panel directly to something like this. You have to go through some type of charge regulation, and they have a good supply of those. Basically, the machines they sell, that what they call the solar generators, you would hook this into the solar generator and the solar panel would keep the battery charged. Never hook a solar panel directly to something like this unless it's a very, very small solar panel. So with that said, this equipment is absolutely critical. We don't realize what it's going to be like once the power goes down and you cannot communicate. There have been times I've tried to get in touch with my wife or kids, and it's like they'd be home at a certain time and they're not home, and it gets late and you still can't get them. And you start, that panic starts. That's happened. Imagine, now that's in a normal circumstance. It happens, and eventually they call, and you know, there's one reason or another. But imagine something bad has happened in this nation. A nuclear weapon has gone off. You know, there's been an invasion. There's been some type of critical infrastructure failure that's gone on, and you try to call your wife. She's not at, you can't get her. Your regular cell phone's dead. You can't get her. Your children are gone. Where are they at? All of a sudden, you go from a state of being, you know, normal to a state of absolute panic where you're not any good to anybody at that point because you're desperate. Simple bivy stick. And I know you can communicate with all your family members. Are you okay? Where are you at? Where do you want to meet? That kind of information would be absolutely life-saving and critical in a situation which I know we're going to face. Everybody's saying we're going to face it. We know, we see it coming. All of the preamble for all this, these events are on the horizon. They're actually more on the horizon. They're coming at us. And so we're going to see a catastrophic failure of infrastructure in this nation. And when it happens, those that can communicate, those that can generate electricity, are going to be in the 10% versus the 90% who die. And I'm being very matter of fact with that. You will die. That's as clear as you can get. Without the ability to charge, keep radios running, you know, we sell night vision to keep night vision running, all those things that are going to run on electricity. You can run small refrigerator. People, you know, you can't run your sub-zero refrigerator on one of these things, but you can go down to a box store and buy a 2-cubic-foot refrigerator, and you can have some basic refrigeration for things that do need refrigeration. You know, we have chickens. We don't refrigerate our eggs. I mean, there's the simple way of testing them is you put them in water. If they float, they're no good. If they sink to the bottom, they're good. You know, you don't need to refrigerate butter, milk, you need to refrigerate a lot of things you don't need to refrigerate, but simple refrigeration, you can do that. You don't have to have that 30 cubic foot sub-zero refrigerator. You can get a little $200 refrigerator at Walmart, Lowe's, Home Depot, and you can keep the mission critical stuff, you know, cold with a device like that. That's what you can do.
Explain to why in wattage, the statements are outlandish. Especially not only disingenuous, but I believe it's false advertising to say on a 200 watt solar panel and 1600 watt solar generator, you can run the whole house. Give an example of what 3200 watt generator with the storage can do, because people don't understand. the difference between wattage and ohms and all this stuff. But they do understand that you can run a small refrigerator. And ladies and gentlemen, the most important thing is to preserve what's in your fridge and in your freezer. And, you know, Bob, if you get enough storage in IE, but let's talk about the 3200, because I believe, you know, obviously the satellite phone store has all of the different gradients of their power generators, solar generators, and their storage. So let's take 3200. What can you do with 3200?
Well, see, I would dedicate one of those to refrigeration and freezing. This is where you would want to get more than one, because one would be dedicated to refrigeration. Anything that uses a coil heating element, and that would be a hair dryer, a clothes dryer, you know, an iron, a toaster oven that turns electrical energy into heat energy. That is one of the most inefficient processes there are. The old incandescent light bulbs, for instance, 90% of the energy burnt on an incandescent light bulb was burnt off in heat. Only 10% made light. Now, you juxtapose that with LED lighting, and, you know, it's just almost reverse. Most of it's made light, a little bit makes heat. So with that said, you know, you get a dedicated solar generator for refrigeration, because refrigeration is going to be critical. You know, if you have meat, that has refrigerated unless you know how to make jerky out of it. You know, so most Americans don't have the ability to know how to do that, but you can keep a freezer going with this. And, you know, one of the things that you can do also is that if you have extra space in your freezer now, freeze jugs of water. And then when the power goes out, stick them in there and it'll help keep the unit cold. Some other just practical tips are if you can get a top loaded freezer, it stays colder because when you open the door, cold air falls, hot air rises. And then don't go in it. You don't want to sit there and stare into it and look and think, what do I want to eat? You want to have plans that you know what to do, because you open that door, it's going to run it more. So you're going to be judicious with it. But that unit would run a small freezer, and that keeps you, again, going back to the 19th century, we're going to have to eat salted jerky meat, and which is not going to be, you know, good for you to eat a lot of it anyhow. So refrigeration is critical. And then I would look at maybe a secondary unit to keep my cell phone, my shortwave radio, all those other devices I need to keep running, maybe some LED lights. You know, we have those wonderful things, LED lights now. You can carry them everywhere, just charge them, and you can take them in your car. You can go anywhere with them, and that keeps that running. And again, for me, being a tactical type guy, I want to keep my night vision running, which means just charging AA batteries, rechargeable AA batteries, and that unit would easily do it with just a battery charger. They sell the Goal Zero product. You can get the Goal Zero battery compartments with that and just keep those batteries charged. So if I need to go out at night, my night vision is working. Because, Steve, without that, everything we just mentioned goes away. It goes away. And I don't think a lot of Americans consider the gravity of what happens when all that goes away. I know many people who are on CPAP machines. They need them to breathe. They won't sleep right at night if they don't have a CPAP machine. That goes away. You don't sleep right. You know what happens when you don't sleep right? I've gone through sleep deprivation. I know what it's like. You literally, the only thing you can think about is sleep. You get brain fog, a horrible brain fog where you can't even basically add 2 + 2. So if your CPAP machine's running and you're sleeping well, you have the ability to cognitively think and work through problems. You know, you don't, I'm going to, maybe in poor taste, but you don't turn into Joe Biden, you know, that you're not like that. And we see somebody in complete cognitive decline. You go for 2 or 3 days without sleep and you're going to look like that. You're going to act like that. I've been there. I know.
Doug, as you're listening to this, and obviously you're a communicator, you've got your studio, but ladies and gentlemen, again, what the satellite phone store has done with the Bivy stick and its package for $89.95 a month, they give you a phone, a smartphone, they give you the Bivy stick. The phone and the Bivy stick are already pre-programmed. There's the app there, so you don't have to do anything. And a free subscription to Galileo. Now, one of the problems that, quite candidly, the satellite phone people, they didn't even understand the technology they possessed. And that's why Galileo was throttled back to 130 characters. But the Bivy stick will allow us 1,000 characters. And not only that, Bob, but Tina's throwing in the satellite phone store. They're throwing in a year warranty. And I know her. She's a woman of character. Look, she has a big company. And sometimes people get Bent out of shape. Yeah.
Right there. That's the icon. They sent me the phone. That's the icon. All I can do is push it. And I'm not going to show my personal information, but your whole family can get on this. So I know where my wife's at. I know where my children are at. You can actually know. And again, in a time of crisis, go to 9/11. Let's go to 9/11. Remember the planes landing in the building. There were people, they were putting pictures up. Have you seen my loved one? Have you seen my loved one? Do you remember all those pictures on all those billboards?
Oh, yeah.
Where are they at? We didn't know if they were alive or dead. There were thousands of people dead. And you know, my wife and I have been married 36 years. She's still the love of my life. She takes my breath away. If I was in that situation while I'm going, is my wife alive or dead? I don't know. That would drive me nuts. All I have to do is say, well, here she is. Here's her phone. I'm tracking her. She's over there. I can go meet her. I mean, what's that worth? What's it worth?
It's worth everything, Bob. And again, I can only tell you, you know, I've told this story. My wife, her sister, her friend, and my wife's friend. I mean, you know, two of them experienced floating high water, the Green River, Wyoming, through Canyonlands. And they dumped the canoe, and the satellite phone rescued them. And even the park ranger said, had you not gotten information to us, we wouldn't have been able to reach you for a week. They have to wait until you come out the end of the Green River. But what I think is more critical is this, and I want to make a suggestion to everybody right now. Due to the food theft, due to the lack of food, I would say this. Under no circumstances, let your wife go to the grocery store anymore alone. I'm saying that honestly. And you can live in Podunk, Montana. Bozeman's not Podunk, but there are some very small. But start thinking tactically on who goes where and the timing you go. And I have a statement. Let every woman be armed, but let every woman who's armed be trained. Okay. And I don't think anybody on talk radio or what was talk radio podcasting now has been pushing that longer, harder than I have. Because you know this, Bob, that when you lose communication with your spouse, especially if you've got visibility, okay, there are people out there that are just flat ass nasty, okay? And there are evil people. I think there was kind of a mental mindset, Doug, and you've dealt with the criminal class more than Bob and I have, maybe not Bob, but more than I have, but they take advantage of every weakness. And the most dangerous time for a single woman is at the gas station or at the grocery store, unless they have a better community, because now people are openly stealing food from grocery stores, and grocery stores are putting in turn aisles that are turnstiles, whatever they're called, that you, once you get in through the door, you don't get out unless you go through the cash register. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to become even more draconian than that. So again, this is just an aside, you know, you want to stay in communication, but do not let your wives now go to the grocery store, unless you live in a really safe community, alone. And this is why I'm saying this, Bob. As food dissipates at, let's say, store A, or gets stolen out of existence, or in case of Costco, Shopko, Walmart, they're ordered by certain deep state actors to dump all your frozen food and blame it on an electrical problem. As times get tougher, ladies and gentlemen, the sheer acquisition of food that God Almighty had blessed us with, where there used to be stuff on shelves, you could take your pick of brands, you could take your pick of everything, that's gone. So when selection disappears, then you've got availability. And when availability is the only criteria, then you've got the people that will kill anyone to get food. And Bob, I want you to address that nature, because Doug obviously is an investigator, homicides, everything he's done in his career. But please address that issue of the tactically staying out of harm's way, especially for women, especially now.
If I can interject one thing, I didn't mean to over talk it. I just want to give you a real life example. My sister-in-law came to visit, I think it was last week or week before, I'm not sure. And she was driving from the Midwest to where we're at here in Northwest Pennsylvania. And it was on the interstate, one of the pull-off truck fill up station kind of thing where she stopped for gas. All right. And what happened to her was a classic surveillance approach and almost abduction of her and her car. I mean, when I heard this, I got shivers because she explained what happened. And, you know, this is happening more and more and more. Now, that's my sister-in-law. Okay, I'm telling you right now, it is dangerous out there, more dangerous than you were being told. So, Bob, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I, you know, it's happened here recently, and it is getting worse. Okay, and it makes me sad because look, I love my family, and I don't want to see anything happen to my family. So, what we're talking about, what you're talking about, the preparations. And people will say, well, oh my gosh, all you want us to do is just buy this and buy that. No, you know what we want to do? We want to keep you safe. We want to keep you up to date with the latest, best possible stuff to save your life. And that's what this is all about. So go ahead, Bob. I didn't mean to overtalk.
First of all, when my wife used to travel to Florida a lot, we would have a protocol every hour she'd call in. And with the mile marker, just so that piece of intelligence right there, if she ever went missing, gives law enforcement a golden place to start looking. They can check the security cameras of the gas stations where she had, because she'd always call in at a gas station. And that kind of information. Now, again, with this, that kind of mutes all that because it tracks you anyhow. And that gives law enforcement an advantage if somebody goes missing. They know exactly the last place they're at. If they're smart enough to carry this with them, I mean, they can find out where they're at. But, you know, Steve, you mentioned food. I don't know if you saw that video. I'm going to segue here just for a second. Did you see that video where they were unloading the formula off the tractor trailers and then destroying it all?
Yeah.
They're just destroying it. And this lady was going, what the freak? What are they doing? I mean, it was a lady truck driver, and she was like, you know, she didn't use the word freak, she used another word, but they're just destroying it all. So, I mean, you know, enemies from within, enemies from without. But, you know, this is what we have to tell people also is that, you know, keeping your communication, keeping your data safe and private, because just as somebody who's collected intelligence in the past, the purpose of intelligence gathering is exploitation. That's why on my cell phone, I have a text-to-speech program. So if I don't want to give my voice away, because the first thing I know, male or female, regardless of what some people believe, I can tell if it's a male or female in 99.99% of the cases. So as soon as you start talking or giving away information, you know, do that. I have a text-to-speech program. I can actually type in what I want to say and play it. So my voice is never used. It's an amazing thing. It's a piece of freeware you can download on an Android or Apple phone. It does that because the purpose of intelligence gathering, and they will recon you, they'll recon your family and start gathering intelligence. They'll go through your garbage. It's all the way they do. And then they'll develop a picture. And it's the purpose of that intelligence gathering. Doug would know this, is to exploit you. That's the whole purpose of it. And the other thing I want to say, like Doug, and he would know this, you know, that if the woman, there was an attempted abduction, the worst thing you can do is to go to that secondary crime scene. I mean, get in the car with him. It doesn't matter if he shoots you there at the gas station or wherever you're at, your chances of survival at the primary crime scene, that's where the abduction tries to occur, are greater than if you get into a car with anybody and go somewhere with them. Your chances of survival after you've gotten into that car are almost virtually nil. So that's just two security lessons. Also today, women need to keep their head on, you know, just the situational awareness. You know, I use my cell phone a lot at the gym because I can see the reflection, you know, and see if I'm walking, I can see who's behind me. I'm using the glass in car windows and in store windows to get an environment behind me without having to look behind me so that I can tip off that I'm being counter surveilled. There's all kinds of tips and tricks. When I used to travel overseas, I have a black shirt on. It might be easy to follow. If I had a backpack, I would take and have another shirt in there, change my shirt, go into a store. I just did this. We just ran a training scenario where I did this, and I lost 8 people tracking me in a small community. I took my shirt. I had a tan backpack, put it over the backpack, made it look like I was carrying a black bag, and had a different shirt on, and they didn't know if it was me or not anymore. So, I mean, there's just some tips and tricks that you can do to change it. But especially women and children, you know, what I tell all my grandchildren, If you ever find yourself abducted, this is going to sound gross, and you're in a car that's been abducted, spit, just start spitting out saliva, pee your pants, do whatever. You have just left precious DNA behind. And I know cases, because I have friends that are investigators, cases that have been solved. Now, unfortunately, the one he told me about, the person didn't survive it, but the perp was caught and put in prison because that DNA left behind at the crime scene in the car, the guy, you know, spit or peed or whatever, they found it. And that tied that person into that car, and they could get a murder conviction on that person. Just some tips and tricks, because we do live in this wicked world today. I mean, it's just, you talk to Craig Sawyer, ask him how many children are abducted in this nation every year. My wife has been stalked. Steve, I know your wife's attractive.
Yes.
Very attractive. She was stalked. I mean, the guy knew where she'd been, what she was wearing. And he made all kinds of comments of what he's going to do. But, you know, it's that situational awareness is critical, knowing what's going on around you. Because I know Roxanne had a similar situation when she was traveling to Florida one time. A guy came up to her, was being very persistent. He needed a ride somewhere. He was broken down and he was being persistent. And, you know, to give him a ride somewhere, I'm like, well, like I wasn't born yesterday. She said, no, there's a guy over there. Go ask him, you know. But, you know, those just common sense things, because we live in a perverse world. I had a federal law enforcement officer ask me this question one time, and I'm going to say it again. You know, we have a nation that is saturated with pornography, and not only just pornography, but gross pornography. I mean, stuff, you know, James Yeager calls it midget donkey porn. You know, I hope that's acceptable to say that. But, and then we have a society that's saturated with violence. And the question he posed was, what do you think is going to happen if the rule of law breaks down to a society that's saturated with sexual wickedness and violence? You know, and when we're seeing that, because our society is breaking down and the evil in men's hearts is being manifested, and we see just unmitigated, just violence for violence sake, people going up and shooting each other just for the fun of it, or hitting somebody over the head with a bat. They don't even know them. You know, when we see it daily. And then we see this violence against children, sexual violence against children, sexual violence against women. We see the manifestations of the wickedness of men's hearts being manifested. And the prepared mind, the person who is actually trained to know what to do in these situations and to avoid them or to mitigate them if they do happen, is going to be absolutely critical for women and children. So, I mean, I hope that helps somebody.
Right. And it does, Bob, because... The right message. Also, I want to tell everybody, women with children especially, if you see white vans or black vans, even if they've got, you know, XYZ plumbing, electrical, understand how quick a child can be abducted. And if, I'm not in New York City. This is sand New York City. And I think the best movie ever made is Escape from New York. And we're watching that coming into play right now. But it's important that you keep the situational awareness, especially with vans and especially even with, you know, crew cab pickups. And you've got to think where you want to be at all times and how to get there. The worst thing a woman can do is try and walk and talk on her cell phone. Same thing with men, and think that they're not a sitting duck. That's one of the what we say, the criteria for abduction is who is distracted the most, because people dismiss people who are distracted, and everybody's getting accustomed to seeing people walking with their phones. But everyone notices that there are more and more people that aren't walking and talking. And Doug, because we've just got, you know, we don't have a lot of time left. I mean, we've got the time again, sat123.com. The satellite phone store, they're offering the deals. And again, I know, Bob, you know what it takes to you know, get supply. Just tell people on solar panels itself how tough it is to get.
Well, more and more we're seeing shortages. And more they won't sell you the solar panels unless you're buying complete packages. I don't know if I've lost or not. Need to say that. Yeah, more and more we're seeing companies that will not sell solar. Okay. Well, they won't sell the solar panels unless you buy the entire package. And again, we see these cycles and people wait. And this is the thing, Steve, they wait until they see a perceived need desperation. And at that moment, you have to realize there's 1 million other people that are perceiving the same sense of desperation, and they're all calling the satellite phone store. And you know, there's shortages develop. I've never understood that part of human psychology, why people wait to that point. You know, get it now while it's available. And like I said, I would get two solar generators, one to run refrigeration, dedicated to run refrigeration, and then one dedicated to charge cell phones, cameras, batteries, whatever, so forth and so on, those types of things. And then the solar panels to make sure you can run it. It's a simple equation. You know, if I'm making 400 watts an hour, I can't run an 800-hour device very long. So you're going to have to make the decisions of what you do. Add more solar panels to run a bigger device, and you can daisy chain solar panels together. So you could daisy chain two of those 400 watt solar panels together and have an 800 watt solar, you know, system. It's easy to do. But again, wait and you'll want. I'm going to say it again. Wait and you'll want. That's the simple equation. You get it now and you can go ahead. I think those are daisy chained together right there. Those panels up on the screen. And so you can do that and get ready now, because I will say almost prophetically, I'm not a prophet, but I will say prophetically, you're going to see the power grid and the communication grid in this nation go down. And when it goes down, you are going to see a lot of people, the expression, I've got 1 foot nailed to the floor and I'm running as fast as I can. That's what they're going to look like, you know, just running in circles because they won't know what to do. And that's, I mean, I it's not hyperbole. You know, I, Steve, I don't know these people that well. I've reviewed their equipment substantially. So, you know, I'm just telling people it's not a sales promotion. This is a life promotion. It's going to save your life.
So two things.
Make it any clearer.
So what I'm hearing are two things: communications, but you have to have power for those communications. So the comms would be the bivy sticks and, of course, satellite phones. And then the power behind that. And now we're looking at the solution to having no power, which would be the satellite panels, which now would be the solution. So now we've got a complete package, gotten separately and for different uses. But there you have it. So this is... Do it now, because we don't know what's going to happen in a month from now or even a week from now. Is that right? Is it pretty much summing up?
And minutes from now, I don't know. I mean, you know, nobody expects the power to go off. And when it goes off, it goes off. And we're thinking, how long before it comes back on? And so that's what I would say to people, is that, you know, it's life insurance. It's not, you know, that's what it is, because it'll save your life. The electricity and communications is that perfect marriage that puts two technologies together and makes it work. And again, you can gain intelligence. And that's what I tell people a lot of times, gaining intelligence. You'll be able to text them around the country. And as an intelligence person, I want to hear what's going on. I want to know what's going on, because it starts to put that puzzle together. And that's what that bivy stick will do. You can gain intelligence from people. They can text you and say, listen, we've got a problem here. We've got this here. This is over here. And so you start to put an intelligence picture together, and you change it from raw data to a workable solution to know how to prepare for whatever crisis is facing this nation or your community. And second of all, you know, you'll be able to communicate with your loved ones, to be able to talk to them and find out exactly where they're at, and then develop a plan so that you guys can come back together again. Because, I mean, I would be no good at all trying to defend my property, defend, you know, myself, all that, if I didn't know my wife and children were at. That just would be that's a horrible thought beyond horrible thoughts. It's one of those thoughts I don't even like to entertain, because it's painful to entertain it, not knowing where my wife's at. And you've got hordes out there desperate. And, you know, I want to know where she's at. And we have plans to get her home, plans to get my children here so that we can ride out whatever we got together.
And I think, Bob, this is a good time to address, and Doug, this is something relatively new, because will you address, Bob, the ham operators around the country that whenever there's a national disaster, natural disaster and national disaster, hams are the ones that are always there. And let's talk about integrating hams in, because I know you and I talked about this yesterday. You are a ham operator. Explain what we're looking for and the credentials and ham operators that that the satellite phone company is willing to give free bivvy sticks and service to that will be feeding into Galileo in addition to those of us who are influencers. And this is a big issue, because something, for instance, that happened in Billings, Montana, when they got rid of 60 tons of food ordered to shut their freezer down, they didn't have a mishap. And then the same thing happened in Laurel, Montana. Both of these, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, are with their east of Bozeman. And then people started, once it was posted, they started saying, that happened here, that happened here. So explain what hams we're looking for, the licenses, and you've agreed to have let those guys email you, because I don't know enough about ham. Anything I know, you've taught me pretty much. I have a receiver, but I have a shortwave receiver. I don't have a transceiver being able to transmit. So, we talk, ladies and gentlemen, about, and this is free, to Galileo, to the people that have bivvy sticks, they're getting the phone, they're getting Galileo free. The business model we need is the additional ham input. So, Bob, address that. If you wouldn't mind, give out your email for hams and have them put ham interest in there. It doesn't cost the ham operators anything. Most of the ham operators who are master class or whatever it is have thousands, sometimes tens of thousands of dollars worth of equipment that the average person, number one, doesn't know how to use, and number two, doesn't have the budget for, but they can get the same data that when ham A is talking to ham B through shortwave transceivers and through the antennas and blah, blah, blah. The bottom line is, go ahead and give that out, because, Doug, this is something new that just came up in the last couple of days. So if you'd address that, Bob, please.
Well, I'm actually having my web guy make a it'll be up later on today. It'll be hamradiorobert@readymaderesources.com. Ham Radio Robert, all one word, at readymaderesources.com. Where people have questions on the bivvy stick or whatever, they can email me. That'll be a dedicated email address. Well, I can then go on and answer questions that people have concerning it. Because, Steve, there are more than one way to communicate. You have video communication, you have audible communication, you have UHF, VHF, you have satellite phone. All those can integrate. The more you can do with it, the better your plan to survive will be. I am a ham radio operator. I have a general ham radio license, which gives me the ability to operate on all the HF frequencies. I can talk and listen to anybody on the planet. I can integrate this technology, the bivvy stick technology, into ham radio and vice versa. So again, it just gives you a broader field of tools, and that's what they are. They're tools to your survival. I tell people, say I get a message on ham radio and I want to text it out to all my friends, that don't have ham radios. Just think of the benefit of what a ham radio operator would do. And then he has this, but his buddy down in New York, doesn't have a ham radio, but he has a bivvy stick. I can then go on there and text out, general text, and send that message out to people. So it's the technologies, when they integrate, really work well together. Because really, at the end, the purpose of really radio, ham radio, and I tell this to people all the time, they got, something like this, and this is just a UHF, VHF radio, is I want to listen. You see, if I listen and I'm hearing people talk, and I, just to say this, I'm just going to use an example. I hear Billy Bob on here going, yeah, I got a couple dogs, I'm chasing coons up a tree, and I'm doing my Tennessee accent there, I realize who I'm dealing with, okay? But if I hear somebody on this radio go, yeah, this is Bravo, and I'm going to meet at Section A at 10:14 hours, please confirm. I'm dealing with somebody at that point I know that has their stuff together. I want to listen to him. And if I get that intelligence, I can send it out to people via this. They don't have to have the radio to get it. I can send it out via this. And so that's where the two technologies perfectly integrate. And so I think, I say myself as a pretty proficient radio guy, I think this is an invaluable piece of equipment to integrate into your comms plan. Because again, listening is golden. Once I listen and gain intelligence, that's what I want to do. 90% of what I'm going to do on the radio is I'm going to listen. And then when I listen, I can text out private messages. And that's the other thing too. This is not private. Okay. And when I talk on this, everybody, Billy Bob and the other Delta guys, get to hear it. There's ways I can encode it, but generally it's open communication. This I can be specific. so it doesn't go out to everybody. I can be specific to people. So I can get mass intelligence in and then send it out dedicated to certain people. I mean, see, you don't have to be a radio guy to figure out the benefit of that, do you?
And I think it's important that people understand something, too. I want to correct something. Bivy sticks can be tracked if you put the tracking on.
Yes.
If you do not want your position known, this is really critical, then yes, you don't have to enable that feature. And I think what's even more important, so we need to make it clear, Bob, because Doug's platform goes all over the world. If we're looking for, is it called master ham operators, or what's the term? I don't know.
I don't know if you can read that, but the bottom one says don't allow tracking. Don't allow. And I can allow it or not allow it, but if I click that button, that just says that it cannot be tracked. So that's what you're talking about right there. But again, I just want to say that again. I can use my ham radio equipment. Now don't tell my wife how much I've got some very nice equipment. But I can gain intelligence from all over the world. I can gain it locally, and then I can disseminate it to people that would have this and give out that information in a more private venue, so that it doesn't go out. Because when I'm talking on the radio, anybody that has a radio can listen. Okay. Now there's ways to get around it. One-time pad codes and stuff like that, that right now are not legal to do. But you can do those things.
Hey Bob, let me interrupt you. And this shows the level of professional intelligence agencies and or agents backing Antifa and backing certain terrorist organizations. And obviously, a one-time pad can not be broken. But here's the key. What most people are missing, I think, missing the boat on, and if you miss the boat, then you get on a sinking ship, okay, is the number one commodity in the world, beyond weapons trafficking, beyond child trafficking, sexual perversion, etc., is information and data sales. So again, would you just tell people, you'll put a link up on ready-made resources. Once you get it, send it to me. I'll put it up. Doug will put it up. But explain the shortwave people we're looking for that want to contact you. I think it's really critical at this point, because I don't think it's clear enough to people what we're saying we're going to do.
Yeah. So ham radio operators that want to disseminate information, I'm going to have an email address up and running. I talked to my tech guy after we talked earlier this morning and told him to create an email address, hamradiorobert at readymaderesources.com. And I will be able to access and any information you have, if you'd want to participate, or if you have vital stories that you would think relevant to your area that could be disseminated out. Steve has a wonderful website. We can disseminate that information and we can disseminate it out. They have a text alert program to do that. And so if it's not set up now, it'll be set up in the next few hours, hamradiorobert@readymaderesources.com. But Steve, I cannot overstate the importance of gaining intelligence. It is what drives everything. And it all starts, every little piece is a puzzle. Your voice, the inflection of your voice, what you're talking about. I can listen to two people talking on the radio and I can tell who's the boss. I call them the Bubba and the boss. The guy taking orders, the guy giving orders. So if I want to mess with somebody in a crisis situation, if I want to jam their signal, which is illegal to do, but you know, I'm talking about life thing, I'm going to listen to who's the main guy, and then I'm going to block his signal. I'm going to direction find him. I'm going to block his signal. And so then you cut the head of the snake off. Everything else is, I mean, that's all stuff that you can do. And then that information can be disseminated out. Hey, we have this, we have X element operating in our community. And if that, once that information goes out, I'm going to put this separated from the reality of it. But we did a security class, and we were in a certain city. And while it was a small city, and while we were there, we were watching this one restaurant that was kind of new agey looking. We were looking at the element coming and going, and we noticed, okay, this restaurant has a unique feature to it. So we started reconning the restaurant. And before we knew it, we found out that, you know, where it was at. And, you know, it was nice to know that's a hub for certain kinds of people. And that information was maybe shared. And, you know, that way it can be watched. And in a crisis, we know where maybe trouble would come from. And so that's the kind of information that comes from a local area that could be disseminated out, and it could be very, very valuable. And we're not going to get into specifics on it, but it's just you gain that intelligence, and it is critical. And once you can give it to other people, it saves lives. Intelligence saves lives. I mean, I've seen it happen. I've been participated in making it happen, and it just saves lives. That's what it does. It gives you the head start. That's why that 72-hour window is so important, that to be able to keep your comms up, is I have that 72-hour window when everybody else is thinking, what's going on with the power? When's it going to come back on? You know, the air conditioner is not working. I've had that 72-hour window to know a 72-hour head start on people. Steve, that's a gargantuan.
It's priceless. And yes. I think it's going to become more relevant. I want to deal right now, transition. Eric's your tech and he's listening. Will you put up that article on the United Nations, please? And leave it up. And I'll comment on it. And then Bob and then or Doug comment on it. Because I asked Doug if he had read it. And thank you, Doug, for giving us your platform today to really deal this stuff that's really pertinent. So, Eric, if you put up the United Nations story, this should send shivers down everyone's spine, because now we're seeing the rule of law destroyed in the United States. Obviously, everything associated with the raid on Mar-a-Lago, illegal. But the United Nations story that's out, and I sent it to you, Eric, in your email.
Yeah, we're working on putting it up. We have a minor tech glitch at the moment, but this is a fantastic article, actually. So hang loose.
Go ahead, Doug. If you've got it before your eyes, read it, the headline, and read as much as you can, because that's all we're going to do is put it on the screen. And then I would like to comment on it, and then Bob will comment on it. This is the biggest news in the world as to the loss of sovereignty of the United States, first and foremost, but it's a death warrant signed against alternative news, against alternative news hosts, and it's figuring into the Democrats' plan to destroy literally everybody, Trump and everybody who voted for him. But it goes into the 72, you know, it's interesting, Bob, it's there's 72 categories of terrorists listed according to the FBI, and then also now we've got a 72-hour window of knowledge ahead of time. But if I don't know if I'm seeing that or not, Doug, I just saw blocks.
Yeah, we just kind of went blank for a moment. Working on getting that up. But
would you like to read it at least? Because I think we don't every moment's precious. Okay?
Sure. So what we really have been talking about, continue to talk about, and is really kind of encapsulated in this headline. UN declares war on dangerous conspiracy theories that the world is not secretly manipulated by the global elite. Boy, that's what you're talking about, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to make sure, because that makes me feel a whole lot better knowing that. Yeah, no, it doesn't. Okay, so an article came out, and it's listed as fact-checked, which I thought was a nice touch there. And the article itself's got a picture of the UN meeting, and the text, for the radio listeners only, the text is the United Nations had declared war on conspiracy theories, describing the rise of conspiracy thinking, wow, okay, worrying and dangerous, and providing the public with a toolkit to pre-bunk and debunk. This is the first time I heard that word pre-bunk, but debunk anyone who dares to suggest that the world governments are anything but completely honest, upstanding, and transparent. Now, there's a video that goes along with that. In the video, global elites do not control the world. And of course, pictures of Klaus Schwab, George Soros, and Bill Gates. The UN, however, also warns that Soros, the Rothschilds, and the state of Israel must not be linked to any alleged conspiracies. And I get really, and folks, I don't know about you, but I get really peeved when somebody says, you need to do this, or you need not to do this, or make sure this doesn't happen, because don't tell me. And there it is on your screen, folks, for those watching on Rumble or on Brighteon or elsewhere. The UN wants you to know that events are not secretly manipulated behind the scenes by powerful forces with the negative intent or with negative intent. And if you encounter anyone, now listen to this, who thinks the global elite are conspiring to consolidate power and dictate global events, you must take action. And Steve, you've been talking about this. Bob Griswold has not only been talking about it, but experienced this as well. So now, according to UNESCO, if you are certain that you have encountered a conspiracy theory on the internet, then you must react immediately and to post a relevant link to a fact-checking website in the comments. The global leadership, which they say doesn't exist, which it does, want to pre-bunk. Man, they got to kill this. They got to kill this in the womb. And I mean that before it takes hold. And of course, the fact checkers are going to show that none of this is true, that you are just absolutely cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And you should be mocked, ridiculed, and deplatformed, much like everyone else who has talked about these things. And the article, it's very in detail. It's very detailed. And I like some of the graphics here. Folks, the link will be at HagmanReport.com. I know it's up at SteveQuayle.com. As well as all of the links mentioned today will be there. It, just open the program description box and you'll find these links. But the bottom line, some people are saying, boy, I'm kind of concerned where this is going. You know, and then Elon Musk coming out and says, well, who do you think owns the press? Hello. Of course, that was back. If you read some of the social interactions, you're talking about something that's back really 4 or 5 years ago. So this has been in the works. We know about things like Project Mockingbird. Mockingbird was uncovered by the Church Committee after the Watergate scandal. Kennedy secretly recorded Operation Mockingbird conversations in the Oval Office, and they're now part of the presidential recordings. I don't know how many people knew that. On and on. Don't forget the Smith-Mundt Act. This was a so-called anti-propaganda law that prevented U.S. government, their mammoth broadcasting arm, from delivering programming to American audiences, delivering the propaganda programming to American audience. But in his infinite wisdom, on July 2nd, 2013, in the dark of night, in the quiet, in the corner, Obama quietly and deceitfully changed the law, meaning that the U.S. government and the CIA could legally push propaganda on U.S. citizens. Now, how many people know that? And I can go on. The article talks about Hunter Biden's laptop from hell. And if you've seen it, believe me, that's a charitable description. It took the media more than a year to admit that it was a real thing. And it wasn't Russian disinformation. Yet you've got 51 flipping liars of the intelligence community saying that it's just a Russian disinformation plot. You've got so much in this article. I really want people to really read it, understand it. Again, the link is at stevequayle.com. And of course, it'll be in the program description box at HagmanReport.com. But Steve, I'm not sure if I...
You did a good job. Right. I'll respond to them. I want Bob to respond to. This is the most clear description of what they have planned. Now, report it. It's obvious. The idea is the Rothschilds. Give me control of a nation's money, and I care not who writes its laws. Klaus Schwab. We have 50% of the governments of the world have our people in them. Now, is that a conspiracy? The definition of conspiracy and these disingenuous newsmen who are bastards, the spawn of hell, in my opinion, are absolutely setting people up. What people are seeing in that article is a view to the coming kill, because very soon, anybody who speaks out about global government, and even now, I'm told there are secret documents that have been signed in the form of EOs, executive orders, that are saying that if Donald Trump has already been, by the way, labeled a terrorist in the background. He may think he's going along with these guys to get along. But you remember when Kamala Harris said they keep enlisting 125 million people? And who will enforce this? Now, this is, our local police won't go. No, but the NATO troops will. No, and guess who's the ranking, and UN troops will. Guess who are the ranking two most powerful countries in the world that are on the UN Security Council? Russians and Chinese, hello. So what this is, Doug, in my opinion, this article is a pre-execution plan for taking out any political resistance. And it's going to go from political resistance to anybody who's a Christian will be determined to be a terrorist. They have their pickup list. That's where the whole clergy response team comes in. And this is the most devastating of everything I've read all year. This is the most devastating article that is spelling out what's coming. Identify, vilify, nullify. Now they're nullifying all conspiracy theorists. And then they say, but of course there are real conspiracies, but only if we tell you there are conspiracies. Duh. What oxymoronic blank, blank, blanks, okay? The point is that this is what's coming. And what I'm saying, this is what's being implemented now. The whole Chinese social credit score, that's in the background right now. Algorithms profiling everybody, faces of death book, Twitter twatter, Instagram, Telegram, you know, Hellogram, not hello as in greetings, but hell is sending a message. And this is so critical for people to understand. That's why what Bob is talking about, communication, that's why your ability to communicate. I want to know, let's say if they start on the East Coast, and everybody's being rounded up, and then worse, where do you think the camps are going to be filled by, and by whom? Who is going to take the camps? Bob, take it from there, because this is insidious, it's wicked, and it's deadly.
Well, not only the camps, Steve, but the graveyards.
Yes. You
know, the bulldozers pushing mass bodies into graveyards. I mean, Bill Ayers, you know, that wonderful saint of the Democratic Party who was once a mad bomber, he actually said we might have to kill 25 million people. I don't know if you remember that, but he did.
Yes, I do.
But, you know, it's just a few things, you know, conspiracy. No, the Russia thing was not a conspiracy at all. They kept telling us it was a conspiracy until the facts came out that they actually conspired against Donald Trump. Again, you mentioned Hunter Biden's laptop. Christopher Wray is still saying, what laptop, where, who, what, when? I don't know. I can't talk about that. So, but we know it's all true. People have seen it. It's all true. Conspiracy theory. The bioweapons labs in Ukraine. Remember those? The conspiracy. United States was running bioweapons. Oh, come on. That's just Russia making that up. Well, it turned out that even Milley said it was true. And then we have the climate change conspiracy that doesn't happen. I mean, you know, but yeah, we see Barack Obama and all these other people building houses right on the ocean. I mean, you know, it's just that they deny their own propaganda, because, I mean, what insurance company would underwrite, what mortgage company would underwrite a house, and what idiot would buy a house knowing that it's going to be underwater soon? So there's just four current conspiracy theories that have been absolutely proven to be true. And let's put that in a historical situation where people denied a conspiracy theory and the obvious evidence against them. I mean, this is obvious evidence that they plan on doing something. Can we think of a situation where this was done in the near recent past? Well, let's look at Nazi Germany. You know, remember Hitler, Life's Man of the Year? I mean, he was. Hitler was Life Magazine's Man of the Year. And he wrote the book, Mein Kampf. Well, he didn't really mean that. Steve, you know that. He didn't mean about killing all those Jews. It was just hyperbole, angry, whatever. Well, we know the situation that happened. We know the murder of just people, round them up and murder them. That's what these articles are saying. Like you said, they dehumanize us. That way they can kill us. And that's what we see going on right now with Christians, conservatives. They're dehumanizing us so they can round us up and kill us. And that's what they plan on doing. I mean, you know, Steve, in the in the 18th century, 19th century, and early part of the 20th century, you know, there are a lot of people of color, black men, that were lynched for no reason other than the fact that they were black. It didn't, I mean, they might have been the nicest black man in the world, and I'm sure many of them were. And just gangs went out, rounded them up because they were black, threw a rope around their neck, and either it tortured them first and then hung them, innocent, only because they were people of color. Well, Steve, today, and the Democrats did that. That was a Democrat thing. It happened in the Deep South. It was Democrat control. Well, let's look at the modern day lynchings. Are people being lynched economically? Are people being lynched politically? Is their reputation being lynched? How about criminally lynched? Because they're making up crimes that didn't exist and being sentenced to jail. See, the Democrats have just changed their lynching. I had one black guy tell me, you don't understand, everybody's a black guy in the government's eyes. That's not the word he used. He used a pejorative word. And I went, whoa, you know, that's what he told me. And we see this same lynching going on today. We can ignore Hitler. We did ignore Hitler. We ignored him. We made him man of the year. And 57 million people died because we ignored him. If we had stopped him in the early 30s or the mid 30s, that would have never happened. But today we see the very people that pushed out the propaganda of death, World War I, World War II, are now pushing out the propaganda of death towards Christians and conservatives. You can ignore it. I mean, you're free to ignore it, but you're not free to ignore the consequences of ignoring it. I don't know who said that, but it was a very profound statement. You can ignore reality, but you can't ignore the consequences of ignoring reality. And that's what I think a lot of people want to do. It's painful to think about. It's uncomfortable to think about what these people have in mind. I mean, they clearly state they want to maintain humanity at 500 million people. Believe them. They do mean that. They're not. It's not some statement they're just making off the cuff. They want to reduce, what is the population now, right around 8 billion? They want to reduce 7.5 billion people. They've used the vaccines, they use food, they use medicine, all these different avenues, the slow kill, the fast kill, war, you know, it's all done to kill us. And as you said, the being able to disseminate information in a society that is locking down information, that's going to come against alternate media so that you're going to have the three, you know, or four state-run media groups, just like Zelensky, you know, I mean, you know, the Saint Zelensky that walks on water, you know, how he killed his opposition. He shut down all other news outlets but his own. And so now you only have one flavor in Ukraine, and that's the Zelensky flavor. This is what we see forming in the United States is the Democratic flavor. That's all you can have. You know, Joe Biden likes his ice cream. He likes whatever ice cream. That's what everybody gets, what Joe Biden likes. And that's what's being forced on us. All the signs are there. We have historical precedent to go to and look and say, gosh, this happened in the past. And they're doing the exact same thing, the exact same playbook. They lynched people in the past strictly because of a certain trait of those people, black. And now they're doing it to people who have a certain trait. They're conservative, you know, they're constitutional. So they get lynched. They don't have the right ideology. So we lynch them. Steve, it's all before our face. And again, I think everything we've talked about today, the technology of communication, the ideology of mass killing, they play very well together for those who know how to use them. Because as you stated, we can disseminate information very rapidly. And even if they get me, I can send out information very quickly where they might not get 10, 15 other people. Those 10 or 15 other people might send out information that saves 1,500 people. Because all of a sudden, you know, we realize the paradigm has changed and we have to change the way we're approaching things, that the government has gone into a kinetic war, even though I think we're in a quasi kinetic war right now against its own people. It turns hard kinetic. I mean, Steve, why does NOAA buy ammunition? Why does the IRS buy ammunition? And now they're talking about arming so many IRS agents because people are going to resist what they plan on doing to us. So, I mean, you need more information than that. Well, when all this starts in earnest, getting that information out to the population can save lives. It will save lives. And, you know, was it Niemöller said, you know, when they came for the Catholics, I did nothing. When they came for the Jews, I did nothing. When they came for the homosexuals, I did nothing. When they came for me, there was no one left to do anything. I mean, that's the situation they want us in. Communication gives you the ability not to be in that situation, that as soon as they come for the first people, that information goes out. It goes out to everybody. So everybody knows they're coming.
It needs to be said that the word civil war has been used, propagated, and thrown out and talked about more by the left. Nobody, it seems, who's a conservative wants it. They know it's coming. But I want everybody to understand, once that comes, then a certain group, and 72 different groups are considered terrorists, then you don't have due process anymore. You either fight to live, or if you surrender, you die. Because, again, you're already deemed worse than an animal. You're considered an insect to be crushed, and they are the insecticide. I want to make it clear. I know of no composite communication and power company that's out there right now offering the solar panels, the power generators, and the bivy stick. It's such an amazing price, $89 a month. And people complain about that. Where do you think power bills are going? We're watching Germany and other nations saying you can't take cold shower or you can't take hot showers. Pretty soon, there's no water. There are places where 50 cities, I think it is in France, have no water. And so, ladies and gentlemen, this is the plan. The four horsemen of the apocalypse are riding. You can argue with the theology of it, but you can't argue with the result of what you're seeing. 60% of the world now doesn't have enough water, drinking water. That's by design, geoengineering. So I think it's really important. And if we could, Doug, we'll put up satellite phones are, because here's the deal. We warned people that satellite phones would disappear. They disappeared. Yep. And again, you can go sat123.com, or you can go on Doug's website or the banner on my website, pretty soon on Bob's website. And you can basically understand the benefits of being able to communicate when the power grids. I said, no power, no cell, no problem. That was my kind of statement to sum it all up. But we have a real problem now in that most people don't probably know this, but NATO owns or is given control of the Norfolk military base. And the amount of, and somebody said, who is the Antichrist? Well, who will be the Antichrist army? Well, I'll make it simple. Anybody that denies Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, 2 John says, is the spirit of Antichrist. And many Antichrists have gone out in the world. And guess what? We've got 75 nations, and they're going to make it a capital offense. And even the U.S. military has basically destroyed the lives of men and women who, because of their faith in Jesus Christ, they've had their, quote, at least careers and life destroyed. I believe God has taken them out of the U.S. military because his judgment's going to fall on the military. And it already is. Planes that can't fly, ships that are brought to a complete standstill, missiles exploding out of the silos. And again, ladies and gentlemen, it's all about communication. And also want to add one more thing. I believe everybody who's capable of should have a drone. You can get drones that are very, very, very inexpensive. You can get drones for under $100. You'll need to charge the batteries, the power chargers. And Bob, you know this, if you can have aerial footage of up to a mile away, you don't have to walk that mile to see what's coming in your direction. And I think the most important thing I got out of today, Doug, is the information that will keep us alive is available to us if we understand how the technology can be used. And as much technology that's out there, with satellite communication, shortwave radio, ham operators, we're trying to integrate that for people. Now, only the people, I think, Bob, and I'll give you the last word. How much time do we have?
We've got about 6 minutes.
Okay. Bob, you're good at defining the bottom line. I've overused that term, but at the end of the day, let's say this, the end of the program, we want people to leave the end of this program so they don't encounter the end of their lives. And someone says, oh, you're just scaring us. You've always scared us. If the situation that's happening, that happened to President Trump in the political realm, the grocery shelves being empty, truckers being basically sidelined because there's not enough diesel fuel in specific areas of the country. And this is something I want everybody to understand. You better operate now. You better act now because we're watching. Bob, you're a shipper. In my company, we're watching UPS, FedEx having some of the longest delays ever. We're watching a record theft from UPS of firearms and ammunition. The thing that's critical, I'm going to turn it right to you now. And Doug, again, thank you. We have to get people to understand there is a day when no trucks will run. There is a day when no planes will fly. There is a day when each railroad locomotive that takes 5,600 gallons of diesel fuel won't be on the tracks. But what will be on track is the have-nots will have only one thing in mind, taking from and killing those who do. Go ahead and end it up, Bob.
Well, Steve, we've actually seen the train thing when the trains have to slow down going through cities. You've seen the hijackers jump on board, just throwing everything off, pushing boxes and boxes of stuff out the doors, and they're just stealing it. This is a common event happening in the United States today, and we haven't hit the real crisis point yet, but they're just doing it. They're making ends meet. They're selling the stuff on the black market. We see the food supply being destroyed. Again, Lake Powell down to record low. I mean, you have to add the judgment of God, and on top of that, that he's going to bring our nation down because of our gross perversion. You know, the scripture in Revelation, it says, great is the Lord God Almighty who judges her, meaning the great whore. And, you know, any nation, I mean, we've turned into that great whore. We prostitute ourselves to the nations. We sell the weapons of war and weapons of destruction and medical, food, everything around the world. We've become a pariah around the world. I mean, just the two things that we sent to the Steel Day, you know, Mutt and Jeff, whatever they're, you know, you remember that. And it was a mockery to all the other nations of the world. They looked at it and go, oh my gosh, America's become a byword, you know, as you said, a hissing sound. And so, yeah, again, God gives us history so we learn from it. Peter said that. I write these things to bring them back into your remembrance. And if we don't learn from the historical context of the Bible, how God brought judgment on nations that sinned. If we don't learn from current historical events, Hitler and what happened there, Nazi Germany, Stalinist Russia, Mao Zedong's China, we don't learn from any of that. I mean, why do you think they don't want it taught in school? They say that a public education is not going to teach their students the elements to overthrow their government. They're not. And so they teach them this most ridiculous stuff in the world, you know, the stuff that's nonsense. And, you know, we have a population today that has been so dumbed down. All you get is watch any of these Mark Dice or whatever, go out and interview people, and you realize, oh, my gosh, I can't believe people are that dumb. But that's where we're at, or ignorant. And you know, we don't want to face reality. We want entertainment. We want to be entertained. Dance for us, please. We need to be entertained, but don't give us reality. Well, I mean, you could, you know, when the Russians were at the walls of Berlin, the smart people were trying to get out of Berlin. When there were people that were in Berlin en masse that just went on this hedonistic party fest, drunkenness, orgy, the whole thing. And, you know, they were killed and taken into captivity. I mean, I could give hundreds of historical events like that, but the Bible paints it clear that God brings judgment on nations that sin, and we're there. We're at the door, and we see all the elements of it, and we can ignore it or not. And if you ignore it, it will cost you your life. That's all there is to it. It'll cost you your life. And you know what's worse? You know, somebody once said there's one thing worse than going to hell. And there is, Steve. There's something worse than going to hell, and that's going to hell and taking your family with you. Now, you know, and let's just put that in the temporal realm. There's one thing worse than dying. The one thing worse is watching those evil mongrels murder your family and rape them in front of you and then put you to death. That's what they'll do. They'll use your family against you. I mean, that's how wicked these people are. And so you can prepare for it, you know, train for it, do all kinds of things to get ready for it now, or you can just wait and just see what happens. Just like there were Jews that left Germany. Albert Einstein left Germany. They left because they believed what Hitler was saying. I'm going to murder you. Other Jewish people stayed behind thinking it was just rhetoric, or, you know, he was just a hyperbole. He didn't like us, but he's not going to really do that. Well, we know from history that he really did do that. And, you know, millions and millions of people died. So the choice is yours. It's not mine. I've made my choice. Steve's made his choice. Doug's made his choice. The choice is yours now. It's in your lap. You know, and I think we've laid out a pretty good argument for saying it's in your lap. Make the decision. Choose whom this day you'll serve. Choose what pattern of life you'll follow. It's always about a choice. Failure to make a choice is making a choice.
Amen.
Well said. Folks, Bob Griswold, readymaderesources.com. That's readymaderesources.com. You could spend days there. I mean, it's a beautiful website, a lot of good, great, necessary equipment there. That's readymaderesources.com. Please go there. And of course, Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, gen6.com. Make sure you are a part of his briefings as well. And of course, me, Doug Hagman, hagmanreport.com. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate both of you.
Great program. Thank you, Doug.
All right.
Thank you, Bob.
Have a good night, everyone.